Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again joined by our medical co-host, Dr. Richard Podell. Those of you who are wondering where Don Goldberg and Sam Forbes are today, well, so am I. No, actually, they're off today, enjoying whatever they enjoy when they're off. And we're going to spend this hour answering your questions about nutrition and health and vitamins and minerals and herbs. And our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Okay, those of you who are on the phones, thanks for staying there over the break. And let's talk to Anne, calling from Queens.
Good afternoon. I have a very simple question. What would you recommend for very dry skin all over the body, to the point that after the shower, even without the soap, I'm just itching from the dryness? It has like a almost like start to scale. I don't like all the commercial lotions. I like very natural things, so I would appreciate if you could recommend something natural.
Okay. Even a lot of the natural things that you put on, you know, can have, as you say, chemicals in them, because you have to make them into a lotion and a cream, and some of those things, aren't as natural as you think. You can get, there's lots of dry skin creams. We have a bunch of them from a company called Kiss My Face. Makes a bunch of nice skin creams. They're as natural as, you know, I guess anybody else. Is this happen in the winter, or is this all the time?
Oh, mostly in the winter. In the summer, it gets better. It's still very dry, but in the summer, it does not itch. But in the winter, from the dryness, it starts to itch.
Do you know what the humidity is in your house?
I don't know what it is, but I'm trying to. I put wet towels on the radiators. I have a little fountain running all the time, trying to put some moisture into the air.
There's something called a humidistat, which is a cheap little gizmo that you can get at most hardware stores. And if you're, let's say, if you're, if the humidity in your room is, say, 30 degrees, 30%. Or less, then it's a bit on the low side, and you want to raise it further. Whether what you're putting on the radiator is sufficient, I don't know. In your terms of your diet, you want to be sure you're getting enough essential fatty acids, and they're primarily, as we've talked about, is the omega-6s and the omega-3s. And this normally isn't too hard, because most any vegetable oil will give you adequate omega-6. You want to also have some olive oil, which is omega-9, and you also want to be able to have some fish oil, which is omega-3.
That's a very good idea from Dr. Richard Podell. Make
thank
sure you're getting
much.
Enough oils internally as well.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, Anne, thanks for calling. All righty. Next, we have Kathy calling from Huntington, Long Island.
Yes, hi. How are you?
We're good. And yourself?
I'm good. I have two questions. I bought whole food vitamins that have vitamin D3 in it.
Yeah.
And it didn't state whether it was cholecalciferol, but when I did call, they said it was made out of sheep's wool lanolin oil.
Yeah.
Is that a safe way to take that? Is that natural form, or...
What could be more natural than lanolin?
Bah.
Well, I never heard of it before with that.
No, it is. Vitamin D is available from a number of sources. It's available. And you mentioned vitamin D3. Vitamin D3 is called cholecalciferol. Okay, D3 is cholecalciferol. Now, you can get it from fish oil. You can also get it from the sheep fat. Okay, so some people...
Yeah, before that's the first time.
Yeah, well, there's a few companies that make it out of the fat from the wool. I know Blue Bonnet makes one that we sell that comes from that the sheep fat as well. So you can, you know, you can get it from either fish oil or the sheep fat, and they're both good sources.
Good sources.
As far as the, I wouldn't have a problem with either one, so you don't need to worry about that.
Okay, that's great. And I also bought vitamins that have, it's a whole food vitamin, and it says it has strontium and calcium together in it, and I didn't think you could mix them together.
Yeah, small amounts it's okay to mix. It's only when you're dealing with large amounts that you probably want to separate them.
Well,
so I don't know what the amount that you're talking about.
685 milligrams of calcium.
Okay, and how much strontium?
Oh, I don't have the bottle. I don't remember, but it was about.
Probably, if it was a mixture like that, it probably wasn't that. Probably wasn't that much strontium, but. If I was taking strontium therapeutically, I would take it separately as opposed to taking it, you know, with the calcium. There's possibly some inhibition in the absorption of the two minerals. So it's probably if you're, as I said, if you're taking strontium, you would, for the most part, a high dose would be taken away from the calcium. That would probably be the best way to do that.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it. Have a great day.
All righty. Our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710, and that number works all the way all across the United States, actually. So if you're listening over the web, you can call that number if you're in California or Washington. And if you're listening over WGKA in Atlanta, you can call from Atlanta, 1-800-321-0710. Alrighty, our next caller is Dan from Pennsauken, New Jersey.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I have a two-part question, mostly regarding your phytonutrient male virility. I have used similar products to get an added boost, and they do work from time to time, although the results diminish. As you know, though, you can read anything online. So I noticed the male virility product contains Yohimbe, and I've read things online, I'm not saying they're credible, that said it's a very effective, promising ingredient, and other things that said you really have to have a doctor oversee you when you use this product. I wanted your opinion on that, the amount that's contained in the male virility phytonutrient. And then the second part is, it's always been on my mind, and I haven't heard you speak about it, although maybe you have, whether somebody's 6'2", 230 pounds, or 5'7", and 150 pounds, whatever dosage is, like 30 drops or 3 capsules a day, both body types would take the same amount? Does that, you know, does it register the same way in the body, or what are your thoughts on that?
Addressing the second part of your question first, you're right. There is a difference, and there probably should be a difference, but it's hard to quantify it. You know, certain things would demand that you would take more of a substance. If you were a big guy, you might take more than if you were a little guy. But other products, it wouldn't matter. You know, other products wouldn't matter. So it's really difficult to say. So for the most part, you generalize and you say everyone takes the same amount. However, glucosamine. When glucosamine came out, the usual dose, for example, was 1,500 milligrams a day. But if you were a big guy over 200, 250 pounds, and you needed to take glucosamine, you might go up to 2,000 milligrams a day. But if you were taking vitamin D, I don't know that you would take more vitamin D if you were bigger versus taking less if you were smaller. Did that confuse the issue?
No, it's generalized. It makes a lot of sense. It's not one exact, you know, dose where the benefits, but that makes sense. And also the body isn't, you know, the body can adjust. But as far as the Yohimbe and the amount that's in there.
Yeah, Yohimbe, if you, usually they take Yohimbe as one of the ingredients in a male virility formula. And the amount in one, in those combination products is not very high. Because you're combining it with other things and you don't need something that high. If you're taking high doses of Yohimbe, yeah, you might want to check with your physician.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, Dan. Thanks so much for that call. Okay, let's see. Yes, it's time for another break. Our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we will both return after these messages.
Jarrow Formulas has a new probiotic supplement, Jarrodophilus CDS. CDS stands for Clinically Documented Strains. Jarrodophilus CDS contains 7 strains of beneficial bacteria offering a broad spectrum of health benefits. With 20 billion total probiotic organisms per capsule, Jarrodophilus CDS promotes better and more comfortable digestion, healthier bowel function, more efficient bulking and regularity, improved immune response, and greater overall gastrointestinal wellness. All bacteria are not created equal, and an unwelcome bacterial imbalance can occur when you travel, when you're stressed, or when you're just not eating properly. Jarrodophilus CDS helps to reestablish digestive balance and restore gut health. It utilizes an advanced polysaccharide matrix protection formulation that delivers more probiotics to precisely where they're needed. Ask for Jarrodophilus CDS at Wilner Chemists.
You know, some people think that because Wilner Chemist has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, that the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is you'll find that Wilner Chemist has some of the best discount prices that you can find. It's true, and here are some examples. Right now, in addition to our low everyday 20% discounts, here are some current sales specials. Doctor's Best and Healthy Origins, 40% off the entire lines. Source Naturals, Nature's Answer, Garden of Life, American Health, 35% off the full lines. Country Life, Da Vinci, Natural Factors, New Chapter, 30% off the full lines. Quality of Life, Jarrow, Allergy Research, Nordic Naturals, Solgar, all of them are on sale as well. And well, how do you find out what else is on sale? You go to our website, www.wilner.com, and you click on the On Sale tab. And while you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter, request our free product catalog. You can also call us for a catalog at 1-800-633-1106. Leave your name and address. That's 1-800-633-1106. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or the Atlanta store. In Manhattan, the Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal. The downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. And while you're on our website, www.wilner.com, by the way, be sure to check out all the informative articles, reference materials, audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prices, and you can even place your order on the website as well. That's www.wilner.com. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals. We'll be back in just a moment.
Menopause, often a very uncomfortable time for women. Hot flashes, night sweats, headaches, mood changes, fatigue. What causes this? Their bodies produce less estrogen. One solution to this problem is to take supplemental phytoestrogens. Supplements in plants like soy and red clover that weakly mimic estrogen. Problem is, they don't always work. But Solgar has a new product, PM Phytogen Complex, that works when the others don't. It contains a stronger phytoestrogen complex derived from Thai kudzu. Found only in Thailand, this herb has a long history of use for promoting youthful skin and hair, strength and vitality, making it ideal for relieving the symptoms of menopause. The phytoestrogens found in Thai kudzu are more bioidentical to human estrogen, making it many times more powerful. PM Phytogen Complex from Solgar, the effective solution to your menopause problems. PM Phytogen Complex is available at Wilner Chemists.
And while we're talking about Solgar, I want to tell you that the entire Solgar line is 25% off list price at Wilner Chemist. But I also need to tell you that all of their CoQ10 supplements are on sale at 40% off list. All of them.
Do you want to feel and look younger?
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. Scientists reveal that today we don't have to age rapidly and live with pain and suffering due to aging diseases. Now, by taking anti-aging 3 collagen on a daily basis, you can renew your hair, bones, joints, blood vessels, eye vision, your whole body, and restore a healthy image and look younger like me.
This is Dr. Sally Berg. Anti-aging 3 collagen contains pure collagen types 1, 2, and 3, and a triple helix amino acid compound designed to activate your body's own collagen production to renew your body from the inside out. Slow down your aging process. Stop living with pain and suffering. Take Anti-Aging 3 Collagen and improve the quality of your life. We have been taking Anti-Aging 3 Collagen for almost 2 years now, and people comment on how much younger we look. Start now and see the difference.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell, and we're here on the Wilner Window answering your questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, and all those good things. And our next caller is Olga, calling from Queens.
Hello, gentlemen. I had radiation for neck cancer, which they stopped 18 months ago, and they over-radiated me. I have no saliva at all. I lost all my saliva. I was wondering if I should take 5,000 units of vitamin C a day, and I ordered some from the radio, and they said there's a special vitamin C that has 22 vitamin C's in it, and that all the other stuff, other vitamin C, that ester C and other stuff is junk. And in order to
and you believe that?
And you know what? This is so expensive. A $25.
Why would you? Why would you believe that?
No.
What would get you to believe that?
I ordered it already, one trial order. How can I get 5,000 units? If you have anything like, so I don't have to take like 5 or 6 pills to get 5,000 in at one time? And is the powdered kind better than the other?
No, the powdered kind is just another way to take it. You take vitamin C any way you like. If you like a capsule, if you like a tablet, if you like a powder.
But give it me off. So would 5,000 be good for me to take?
I don't know. Why would you want to take so much?
Well, because I had.
I know you had radiation and you lost your saliva, but why do you think the vitamin C is going to get your saliva back?
Well, I thought it would help my immune system.
It probably would. I don't know if you need 5,000. There's many things that help your immune system.
Well, you know, I do get saliva sure from you, and I take a spray from a dry mouth and a special toothpaste and special mouthwash. Is there anything else I could do for dry mouth? Because my mouth is constantly dry.
Did you speak to the guy who did that to you? Did he have any suggestions?
No, they said it was coming back, but it never came back. But they wouldn't agree that they made a mistake.
Yeah, they
you know.
No, they never do.
And I can't prove it.
What did they say? You lost your saliva
too.
From what?
I also lost some of my hearing because of the radiation. which they never told me was going to happen. That's because they over-radiated me by mistake.
Dr. Podell, anything you want to say?
Nothing that I know that, you know, it's a tragic thing that, you know, they wiped out the salivary glands, it seems. I don't know how to get them back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. What would you suggest for a cancer patient, ex-cancer patient? So how much vitamin C would you suggest I use?
Probably 2,000 milligrams a day spread out during the day. Wouldn't be a bad idea. That would be the amount that I would think of.
They find things for me because I can't find stuff because I don't see. Well, they're very helpful. I was just there the other day.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right,
Olga.
Good luck. And next we have Rick calling from Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I wonder if you could help me out, give me some suggestions. I've had chronic fatigue for like the past 10 years, been to a lot of different doctors, and the thing that keeps coming up is the Epstein-Barr virus titers. And apparently my body can't constantly adjust to it. Like I start feeling a little tiny better, and then once I put some pressure or do something, I get, you know, really stricken and knocked down with this fatigue situation. So I was wondering, since it's a chronic thing, what you would recommend to maybe help my immune system suppress it.
All right. You're going to hear next. The next voice you hear is going to be Dr. Richard Podell.
Okay.
Now,
thank you.
There's no magic bullet at this point.
That's what I've heard.
You know, there are a variety of things that do help the immune system, and they're mainly the kind of standard things that we've generally talk about, which is a multivitamin, some fish oil. I like to see people take N-acetylcysteine. I like to see them take a bioflavonoid product. These are all in the nature of general support.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people have given intravenous vitamin C and claim to get some short-term benefit.
Yeah.
But if you actually look at the literature, there's absolutely nothing there that shows any dramatic improvements, period.
All right, so taking, Dr. Podell, taking something like, for example, the AHCC and in good doses.
There are people who are doing that, and maybe it's helpful. We know that the AHCC and a few things of that immune stimulant type seem to be able to increase what's called the natural killer cell count. And what's missing is a study that says, and do they feel better? But I think as a step, to do things that do improve the natural killer cell count makes sense. My only reservation is these are fairly expensive products. You probably should take a 2-3 month trial and then see, does it make you feel better? The other thing that's been in the literature, but again, not with a lot of data, is carnitine. A fair number of people with chronic fatigue syndrome have relatively low serum carnitine levels. You can measure that. And those people I will give carnitine to, and sometimes it seems helpful. Other times it is not helpful.
Okay, another thing which I don't know, this is reasonably alternative, is creatine. You know,
yes, there's actually just recently a study of creatine and fibromyalgia showing benefit. Yes,
so that would be helpful for energy. Okay, Rick, thanks so much for that call. Okay, we have to pause for another quick break. Our phone number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell. We'll be back after these messages.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning. learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemists locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Now to Bill Powers for the traffic.
Over at the Holland Tunnel, as you try to leave Manhattan, about a 10-minute wait for you from the Canal Street approach. Other approaches could be a little bit longer for you. Inbound side, though, no problems. We're quiet over at the Lincoln Tunnel, and the George Washington Bridge appears to be in good shape for you in both directions. Brooklyn Bridge, leaving Manhattan, you're going to find some company heading into town, starting to slow down there as well. Try the Manhattan or Williamsburg bridges instead. BQE, northbound side, Hamilton Avenue through to Atlantic Avenue, heavy traffic. Southbound side, you're going to find delays underneath the Brooklyn Heights Promenade. Elsewhere in the five boroughs, a good ride in the Bronx and the Cross Bronx Expressway, as well as the Major Deegan. I'm not seeing any backups for you on the Bruckner as well. And if you're traveling through Queens, LIE and the Grand Central Parkway appear to be in good shape. In New Jersey, 80 westbound side after Marcus Street and Patterson, accident, right lane is going to be blocked off. Anticipate delays. And in Harrison, 287 eastbound side at exit 9 for the Hutch in Westchester, a crash being cleared. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
This is News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
What's in your omega diet? While omega 3, 6, and 9 are essential fatty acids that should already be part of your daily health routine, one may be missing. Omega 7, the omega you haven't heard about. Well, no longer. New Chapter introduces supercritical omega 7 and its key ingredient, sea buckthorn. Revered for its anti-aging properties, sea buckthorn oil has been used traditionally for centuries to help moisturize, soothe, and restore the skin. The berries and seeds of this botanical are also a source of traditional omega 3, 6, and 9, making natural omega-7 soft gels from New Chapter the optimal form of essential fatty acid supplementation. Stop by Wilner Chemist today and make New Chapter's supercritical omega-7 a part of your skin health routine. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, and you're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR in New York, WGKA down Atlanta, Georgia. And our phone number is 1-800-321-0710. All righty, our next caller is Mary, calling from Manhattan. Hi, Mary.
Hi. I have a question about ubiquinol. Mm-hmm. I have tablets manufactured via a yeast fermentation process. Mm-hmm. And the label says no wheat, no gluten, no dairy, etc., etc., but it does not say no yeast.
Mm-hmm.
Does this mean that someone who has a yeast allergy should not take these pills?
No.
No, you shouldn't?
No, you shouldn't.
No, you shouldn't. You should take the pills.
You should.
It doesn't mean you shouldn't.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much for taking my call.
All righty. And, oh, by the way, next week we're going to have a special guest. His name is Dr. Bob Barry, and he comes to us courtesy of Konica. And Konica is the largest maker. They're a Japanese company. They're the largest maker of coenzyme Q10, and currently the only folks who make the ubiquinol. So any of you who have CoQ10 questions, by all means, listen next Sunday, especially Dr. Bob Barry. And our next caller is Lisa from Brooklyn. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'd like to ask you two questions. I haven't taken endoscopy, and I wanted to ask you about certain vitamins that I take, if I should stop them before I take that, and certain medications which I'm on, if I may ask you that.
You could ask, but didn't you get any, didn't they give you an instruction sheet with the endoscopy?
No, I didn't get that yet, but it never usually says anything about the vitamins.
Then you just do what you do. I don't think there's...
Well, there is some concern in the sense that if they're going to do an endoscopy, they may wind up biopsying something, and therefore you wouldn't want to be taking things that might enhance bleeding. And whether they have this on their sheet or not, the kinds of things like ginkgo, garlic... what else? Help me, Arnie.
They always say vitamin E, but that's...
Vitamin E I don't think is too much of a problem. Low-dose fish oil I don't think is much of a problem, but high-dose fish oil I would stop. And there's a whole list of herbs, particularly herbs, that do have definite blood-thinning effects, just as you would want to avoid aspirin, for instance. To me, that's the major issue. They may or may not do a biopsy. They're not really going to know until they get in there.
Medications the day of. Can I take the medications that I take?
Medications they usually say take.
Right, because I heard something about vitamin C if it has bioflavonoids in it.
No, bioflavonoids are good.
Those shouldn't be a problem. But really, you have to ask the doctor in terms of your medicines whether it's... I mean, for all I know, you're taking Coumadin. I just don't know.
No, I don't take that.
Well, yeah, what I mean... But the idea is that the doctor should be telling you whether you can take the medicines that day. Some of the medicines really have to be taken every day. Others, if you wait until evening after the endoscopy's over, it doesn't matter. They want your stomach clear with as little as possible in it.
Right, I see. Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thanks for the call, Lisa. And next we have Elaine from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi, doctors. How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm doing great. I have a question about ringing in the ears. I have a severe ringing in my right ear, and I was wondering if you could recommend some combinations of herbs that could probably, hopefully, help.
There are a bunch of things. I'm just going to recommend a product. It's called Ring Stop.
Okay.
And it's a homeopathic product, but use it. Take it. You know,
okay.
You could be one of the people that it helps. Now, that said, there are a number of other herbal things which have been shown to be helpful. I'll start off. There's an herb called ginkgo biloba.
Okay, I've tried that. No luck.
Well, you know, people talked about zinc. I guess one of the questions is, have you been to an ear doctor?
I have. I've been to an ear doctor. He recommended I take some type of natural ring stop, if you will, formula. He also did an MRI, and there was, like, I think it's called a schwannoma, kind of.
Schwannoma.
Schwannoma.
Yep.
But it's tiny, 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 so I guess we have to watch that. My ears have been ringing now for about on and off for like 8 years, so...
Yeah, it's a very difficult problem. We don't have very good treatments. Some of the most advanced treatments turn out to be kind of biofeedback behavioral tricks that allow you, in effect, to turn the volume down on it so that it fades into the background. But by and large, if you've taken ginkgo, there isn't a whole lot more that we can count on that's going to turn it down.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, Elaine. Thanks for calling. Next is Lynn calling from Toms River, New Jersey.
Yes. Hi, doctor.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you very much for all that information you give out.
Oh,
it's great.
Thank
you. I'm hooked. I have a question about is there a way to support the pituitary gland naturally to release more? Like my TSH is low, and is there any way, or like what does the pituitary gland do? Or
Are you taking thyroid hormone?
Not right now, but I probably next week I go see an endocrinologist, and so I don't know what he's... I just had a blood test done, and it shows like it's low.
Okay, the pituitary puts out hormones that affect stimulate the thyroid, stimulate the ovaries. They put out growth hormone, a number of other factors, and they can get weak in any one of these things. It can be very specific to one hormone line, or it can be much more global. Among the things people have to look at is there, say, a benign tumor that's growing and sort of squashing in some way the pituitary gland? And the endocrinologist is going to look at all that. I don't think we have anything specific in terms of making the pituitary put out more hormone by itself. It's good that they found this. A lot of people, the most common cause of a low TSH, which is thyroid-stimulating hormone, is if people are actually taking hormone supplement, and that suppresses the pituitary. But it's often missed when the low TSH is due to low pituitary. It shouldn't be a major problem. It's relatively easy to deal with in terms of hormone supplements, but I don't have a natural nutritional product that we can rely on to do that.
That said, there are a couple of glandular pituitary products available from a couple of companies. And those would probably only be known about by certain alternative physicians who deal with that. So that's an option as well for you, Lynn. Okay, there are some herbal, are some glandular pituitary supplements available.
I wonder if the doctor.
If it's your regular doctor, no.
Yeah, well, first of all, you need the endocrinologist to figure out why it's low. Okay, and then the issue of what to do about it kind of comes after that.
I had ultrasound down too, and they said I have benign nodules and whatever, cysts or something that should not affect anything.
Okay.
So that's all
good.
I know.
Right, that shouldn't really affect it.
All right, see what the endocrinologist said, and good luck.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Lynn. Next, we have Kathy calling from Manhattan.
Hello, gentlemen. You have a wonderful program. Thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
I need to clarify something. I was in the 41st Street store, and I bought a bunch of things, and one of them I picked up was Dr. O'Hara's probiotic. But the person who was helping me when I told her that I have colitis switched that, and she said this would be better, and it's Metagenix Lactoflamix probiotic. And I don't know why I didn't ask her, what's the difference. because now I have to reorder. I need some more probiotics, and I don't know what to get.
Did you use the one that she suggested?
Yes. Uh-huh.
How you doing?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how you gauge that.
Do you feel any better? You feel any worse?
I don't think I feel anything, any difference.
You can continue with what you're taking, or go back to the Dr. O'Hara's and see. Maybe you'll notice a, you know, some benefit.
Well, Dr. O'Hara's, do you think it's stronger than this Metagenics or
it's,
something?
It's different. It's different. Yes, it's definitely different.
Okay, well, let me just try the other one then. That's fine. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Kathy, thanks for calling. 1-800-321-0710. That's our number here in the studio. We have a couple open lines if you tried earlier and couldn't get through. Okay, John from Queens, you're live on the Wilner Window.
Yeah. Hello, Doctor.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Good, and you?
Not bad. Just wondering here regarding vitamin D. With the doses of vitamin D, what would you consider a toxic dose? And what are the effects of it if you take too much?
It's an interesting question, but that's not what you should probably be asking. How much should I be taking, and am I taking too little?
Well, okay, I'll ask another question. How about if I'm taking over 20,000 units a day?
Okay, now, if you were taking 20,000 units a day, I'd say, why are you taking 20,000 units a day? That's an extremely robust dose that you might take for a short period of time if your vitamin D level was very low to try and build it up. But it's probably not a dosage that you would use as a maintenance. That would be probably a little more than
that,
you would
that
want
is
to
in
take.
The range where toxicity can develop. Usually people are taking more like in the 2,000 unit range. And, of course, we can measure the blood level of vitamin D to see how high it is.
Yeah.
The symptoms that people get are usually typically related to too much calcium level in the blood, because the vitamin D tends to make absorption of calcium. And there people can get headaches, they can get fatigue. It's fairly nonspecific. And, of course, kidney stones. Right now, there is no proper use of vitamin D at those kind of levels. So why are you taking them?
Well, my thought is the more you take, the better off you are.
No. To an extent, but I think you're past that extent. Now, what I would do if I were you is get your vitamin D blood level checked. Make sure you're not getting into a dangerous area. And I just think you're overdoing it.
Yeah. Well, why would, just my curiosity, why would you think that the more is better? For most things, there are optimal amounts. It's almost nothing that I can think of that you can't find some level that's going to be toxic. So who taught you that?
Well, just my thinking, I think. But I was wondering now, could this possibly affect your arteries and the blood vessels and your heart if you take too much?
When you take a toxic dose, which we don't know where you are really because we don't know your blood level, when you take a toxic dose, any sort of thing can happen. So stop taking that much vitamin D. Get your blood level checked. Okay, John?
Yes, okay.
Good.
Here.
Thanks for calling. All righty, we got to pause for a short break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll be back after these messages.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus helps restore and balance the good gut flora in your intestines. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is an award-winning vegetarian, non-GMO, biogenic intestinal flora complex and dietary supplement used worldwide. It is made from selected strains of good bacteria grown from fermented vegetables, fruits, seaweed, mushrooms, and the proprietary and powerful TH10 strain of lactic acid bacteria. All natural, hypoallergenic, and does not need refrigeration. And the blister packs make it easy for traveling. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular. In as little as 4 weeks, you will see a difference. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemist or on the web at Wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or Wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
This product has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Results may vary.
The immune system is your body's tool for preventing the onset of illness. Kinoko AHCC is a highly efficacious immune regulator made from fermented mushrooms. AHCC is supported by over 100 research studies used in hundreds of clinics and taken by an estimated 100,000 people worldwide. A recent trial at Yale on 30 healthy patients showed that AHCC increases the production of cytokines that help prevent the spread of abnormal cells in the body. Other published studies show that AHCC improves immune response to infections, including the cold and flu, and that AHCC with a flu shot is more effective than a flu shot alone. Another published trial on 21 patients showed that AHCC increases dendritic cells, which can downregulate a hyperactive immune response associated with allergies and inflammation. To learn more about Kinoko AHCC, call 877-YES-AHCC or stop by Wilner Chemist.
And right now, the entire Quality of Life line is on sale at 30 to 44% off list price. Most fish oil products focus strictly on numbers, the highest possible potencies of the omega-3 fatty acids, DHA and EPA. But science tells us that potency is only part of the equation. For proper heart, joint, and brain support, you need specific potencies in just the right ratio of DHA and EPA. That's why Bluebonnet Nutrition uses only EPEX omega-3 fish oils. They're backed by years of research, more than 100 human clinical studies, so you can be confident that Bluebonnet's natural omega-3 functional fish oils will provide the scientifically supported levels of DHA and EPA for optimal heart, joint, and brain support with unrivaled potency, purity, and freshness. The fish oil used in these formulas are not only derived from deep-sea cold-water fish that have been molecularly distilled, virtually eliminating all heavy metals, PCBs, and other contaminants, they have also been tested by an independent laboratory. So, if you're beginning to suspect that may be something fishy about other omega-3 products on the market, catch the wave and harness the power of Bluebonnet's natural omega-3 heart, joint, and brain formulas.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell, here on the Wilner Window. And our next caller is Sharon from East Marion, Long Island.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Many years ago, I did see a nutritionist after being treated several times for resistant Lyme disease. I was recommended back then to only drink distilled water. I just wondered if there's any damage to the body, if you only can stay with that. Is that a negative thing for the body?
Distilled water, if you want to drink it, is fine. There's no, it's not really a negative. If you think about it, water that was, I go back to, to caveman days. Mm-hmm. What was the caveman drinking? Was he drinking distilled water? No. He was drinking water that probably came out of a lake or came out of a river or came out of a pond. So he wasn't drinking distilled water. You know, but these days there's a lot of toxins in the world, and, you know, so if you feel safer with distilled water, by all means.
Yeah, I mean, the theoretical issue would be that you won't have magnesium and other minerals in the water, but you're getting most of that from eating food. So the key is to eat a proper diet.
Yeah.
I do. I have found that it, perhaps it's a kidney dysfunction, but if I do drink regular water, I do suffer terribly with a lot of aches and pains, but also kidney function slows tremendously, and then there are a lot of violent headaches and such. So,
look, you found something that's helping you.
Long-term,
stay with it.
I'm safe to stay with the distilled water then.
Yeah, that's my opinion.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, Sharon. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Mary calling from Queens.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm calling about CoQ10. I was wondering, I'm taking 100 milligrams of it. I'm an adult. And would that be sufficient on a daily basis?
Do you take any statin drugs?
No. No, I don't take any drugs at all.
Good for you.
I just take vitamins, a lot of them.
100 milligram is probably a good dose.
Also, there's another problem. I have a teenage son. He's 21, and I thought it would be good to give him that, but I'm wondering if that's the right way to go. He has no problem.
That's the right way to go.
To give teenagers, you know.
How old is he?
I have one 21 and one 23.
I don't think they're teenage anymore.
No, they're not. But
by all means, they could take CoQ10.
The same amount?
Sure.
Okay. Can you take one more question?
Sure.
6 years ago, I went to a nutrition doctor, and he gave me thyroid and 60 milligrams.
60 milligrams.
And I'm finding it hard to get armor. I don't know. Do I need to keep taking that for my whole life? I never went back there.
At some point, you might want to just see your regular physician.
Well, I do. I go every month, every 6 months, and they say everything looks great because they don't really do the TSH. They don't do all the necessary workups. They don't get paid for it, evidently. So they're just doing, you know, a quick thyroid glance at it, and it's not thorough. I was wondering, do you really have to stay on that for the rest of your life?
If Dr. Podell, you want to...
Well, we can't really tell other than by if we were to taper it down and then recheck the values. Sometimes people do have to stay on it for life, and other times they don't.
Yeah, but staying on it for life, you make it sound like it's dreadful. It's not.
It's not dreadful. No. I know. I was wondering, I was taking armor because I didn't want to take Synthroid. Where do I get armor? I'm having a tough time finding it.
Yeah.
It's out there, but it's a little hard to find.
It's hard to find. We're having a tough time at Wilner's getting it also.
Can I get it in Wilner's?
As I said, we're having a tough time getting it.
Thank you very much. It helped me a lot. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for the call, Mary. Okay, next we have Enid from Brooklyn, New York. Hi, Enid.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I am going through a medical dilemma here, and no one seems to be able to find out the cause or come up with a diagnosis. I have this, once I'm sitting up or around the house, I'm like in another world, brain fog, and there's tiredness, and I had all kind of tests done, and the last one was a 24-hour EEG, which showed some activity, suspicious activity on the left side of my brain. I also have alopecia. I'm completely bald. My doctor put me on a drug called Keppra, but it made the condition worse. So right now I am just, every day I go through this. As soon as I get out of bed, I have this awful feeling and kind of like a brain fog. And I take all kinds of supplements. I am on, you name it, I take it. The only thing that I didn't do is have someone said I should have my inner ear checked, but otherwise all my other tests seem all right, and they can't find what's causing this.
All right, we'll turn this over to our medical expert.
Okay, what are you taking medicines currently?
Right now, no. I was on Keppra, but it was so bad. Yeah. I got worse. So he said, okay, Stop everything and then come back and see him again.
Okay, not going to have to quit time for an answer. They have to figure out what the brain fog is coming from. And this doctor seems to think maybe there's a seizure disorder. Each specific cause of brain fog would have a different treatment, whether that be a natural treatment or a pharmacological one.
All right, Enid, thanks for calling. Sorry we don't have more time to devote to answering your question. All right, now we're going to pause for a moment to let you hear about a product called Wilvite.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin, multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
All right, you hear that? I used to say mellow music. It's not mellow anymore. We're coming to the end of another episode in this ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed spending this time with us and found it informative. I'd like to thank Ira and Noah in the control room for helping us out today. And also that at 4 o'clock, make sure you stay tuned to The Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini. This is Arnie Gitomer inviting you to come back again next Sunday at 2 o'clock for the next version of The Wilner Window.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.